Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
And now to continue this exciting evening, Miami Sound Machine.
Us?
Yeah, I told him you would.
You've lost it.
No,
you're gonna love it. Come on.
This is not the right place for
you. Sure it is. Come on, they'll love it. Come on, come on.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
She's got a voice range like yours.
Hey!
What?
I love my Gloria.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I want some spicy, hot Cuban-American soup.
There you go, dude.
Yeah.
Nice Cuban sandwich and Cubana roll.
Oh, yeah.
With ham and turkey, is it? Ham and chicken? Ham and pork? I forget.
Gloria Estefan. What year was this?
Oh, goodness. 90s. Maybe late 80s, early 90, 91. Maybe.
I remember I was bummed. They didn't do this at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, I know. It would have been a perfect song.
I would have thought.
You know? You'd think.
Yeah. Oh, well. 1-866-823-1077 is the number. And believe it or not, I know you've had your head down.
I know.
Home and blah, 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 blah. But Taste of New Hampshire, wow, it's back. And I'm stunned. It's the 15th year.
I know.
15 years. This one, we got to do a little different, got a little do bob and weave here. But it's going to be the annual virtual Taste of New Hampshire this year. And we're going to talk about purchasing gift cards for your favorite restaurants. And with us this morning forget Chris. Tanya knows everything. So, Tanya.
Hi, good morning.
See, you know everything. We don't care about Chris, you know. He's just the window dressing.
No, we care about Chris now.
No, Tanya knows everything.
I know, Tanya, I know.
Chris will admit Tanya knows everything, okay?
She does know everything.
See, there you go. Chris Eamon and Tanya Frost from the Boys and Girls Club of Central New Hampshire. So was it hard to come up with a spin on the Taste of New Hampshire and making it virtual?
Hard? No, the team got together and we just had a meeting of the minds, as Chris calls it, and we just thought, let's turn things around and help those that have helped us over the years. So that's what we're doing.
Okay, so how is this going to work now?
Sure. So we're going to go live on Monday, the 15th, and we're going to be selling gift cards to the restaurants that have participated in this event over the years and supported us. And you can buy a $50 gift card for $35, and the restaurants will receive all the monies collected for the gift card sales. But we'll also have a silent auction going as well throughout the week with tons of items, golf passes, loam for your yard, just stuff that you can use now under the cloud of COVID.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. So, and you're still getting money out of this, right?
We are, thanks to our sponsors. Shout out to Hannaford being our title sponsor for the week and through the silent auction as well.
Oh.
And you can always donate anytime.
And the Rowley Agency and New Hampshire Distributors have always stepped up to the plate as well.
Those are our VIP sponsors, absolutely.
Yeah. No, I mean, can't say enough about the three of them.
And all of our sponsors, we thank them, yes.
So typically you have a whole bunch of restaurants involved with a Taste of New Hampshire. We have a bunch this year involved with us?
We have, I believe it's the number is 42 this year.
Whoa.
Holy
Whoa.
Cow.
Yes. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. We're very excited.
And you've always, in silent auction, you've got some stuff that people go, yeah. And then all of a sudden, ooh, you always got a few of those.
Yes, we do. So we're excited. And on starting Monday at 6 o'clock at night, you can pop onto the website. And we're going to go We're going to have some brewery tours so we can incorporate those supporters as well. There's going to be some live local musicians who are performing for us. We have about 10 people who are going to participate in this event in terms of talent, music talent. So we're excited.
Great. Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a little bit of all the experiences of the Taste of New Hampshire are going to be had just virtually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're having cooking demos as well.
And again, 19th Hole of Beaver Meadow, 99 Restaurant, Allen's of Boscawen and Angelina's, Area 23, Arnie's Place, Barley House, Buffalo Wild Wings, Canterbury Tavern at Canterbury Woods Country Club, CC Tomatoes, Cheers and Simo's, The Common Man, Concord Beef and Seafood, Constantly Pizza, Crust and Crumb, El Rodeo Mexican Restaurant, Everyday Cafe and Pub, Fratello's, Granite Restaurant and Bar, Granite Steak Candy, Hermano's, The Hungry Buffalo, Lake House Tavern, Local Basket, Macris, Lobster and Steakhouse, Morimoto, New England's Tap House Grill, Newick's O Seafoods, Steaks and Seafood, Patrick's Pub, Red Arrow Diner, The Blazer, Red Blazer, The Revival Kitchen and Bar, Sal's Pizza, Smoke Show Barbecue, Tandy's Pub, Draft Sports Bar and Grill, T-Bones Laconia, Trubu Barista, Water Street Cafe, Wine and Butcher, Rap City Sandwich Company. Those are the businesses. And I know at least a half a dozen of them you've gone, ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, here's your chance. Uh-huh. Go to tasteofnewhampshire.com starting Monday. If you go there now, you're not going to be able to get in, right?
Not as of yet, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, so that starts Monday. The link will fire up. And you've got the whole week to do this, right?
All week.
Okay, so you can do one, you can do two, you can keep going back checking out the silent auction items lasting for a week too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you register on the new platform that we're using, you can even sign in and enter your phone number. And if you get outbid, we can alert you so that you can jump back on and bid higher.
Oh, that's awesome! So that's like lurking at the clipboard.
Oh, you got to do it.
Because you got to have that function.
And it's part
of the silent auction.
And people who have been sheltering in place, a little lurking would be fun right now, okay?
Yes.
Wow. See, what did I tell you? We don't need Chris. We got Tanya. Okay?
I was just thinking that.
Chris
is sitting on the sideline.
Yeah, oh, you're still here? Okay.
That's terrible.
Chris is just the ear candy. But it has been a tough time, fundraising, Chris?
No, people have been incredibly generous. I kind of said it during the last economic hiccup we had, which is nothing like this. But, our community is amazing. Both mm-hmm. here and in Laconia, mm-hmm. people have been incredibly generous. And, with this event, Chris Brown and the staff and New Hampshire Distributors are really the ones that kind of came up with the concept and talked to us about, what are we going to do? Because we couldn't foresee getting 800, 900 people together in the fall. And it kind of quickly got together. But the best thing about this is being able to drive some business to the restaurants who desperately need it right now
mm-hmm.
and desperately need some participation from the community. So to be able to get a $50 gift certificate for $35, that's the message. You can buy gift certificates. Father's Day is coming up.
Yep.
There's plenty of opportunities to be able to do that. And, of course, help the Boys and Girls Club as well. But we as the charity feel really good about this event to be able to help our the people who supported us for the past 14 years.
Wow. So the Boys and Girls Club's doing okay? Everything still providing services? The funding still coming in?
We've been open the entire time. It's not as much of an emergency kind of child care program anymore. Summer camp, if you can call it camp, is starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about, if I had to guess, about 55-60% enrolled. And mainly that's the reason because of the guidelines that we all had to work on. And,
gotcha.
It reduces the capacity of who we're able to serve. But
Right.
No, for us, we're very lucky. We've got the staff have kind of hung in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have been able to retain basically all of them and keep them employed. And they have been very loyal to us. Our parents have been very loyal to us as our donors. So I think we kind of say count the blessings because we are in pretty good shape.
Good, because we've all read the stories that nonprofits around the state and around the country, in many cases, have taken big hits because of this. So I'm glad to hear a success story, a good story.
I think our donors do, too, because we send out kind of periodic emails. And even early on, I kind of got a lot of responses. You know, Chris, it's just nice to hear good news for a change.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yep.
That's nice, because everyone was just so, quarantined. You really weren't talking to other people. It was only been recently that I've reached out to other directors of nonprofits and said, hey, how's it going? And, I'm kind of learning real fast that we are lucky. We had a plan in place, I must say, because, again, to give credit to our board and the management team, it's not like we were just kind of sitting around. We were talking about this is going to be a long-duration event. This is not just 2 weeks. Because remember when school was out for canceled for 2 weeks, at first, I had the mindset of, 2 weeks, we can weather that, and we'll get back to school, and things will be back to normal. And one of the board members spoke up. He said, doctor's like, Chris, this isn't going to be 2 weeks. This could go through the end of the calendar year. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Okay. It just completely reset my mindset on what we really had to do.
Nice.
And how we were going to basically survive that long. We have to give credit where credit's due. The federal government stepped up. We were one of the recipients of that SBA program, and it's a lifesaver. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. It bridged the gap between now and basically when the customers are returning, which is Monday.
There you go. All right. Well, 15th annual Taste of New Hampshire, all next week, 15th through the 19th. Local restaurant gift cards available to be purchased. A silent auction with all kinds of stuff, and you've got to keep coming back and lurk. And live nightly local entertainment. Again, go to Taste of New Hampshire. Don't spell it out, New Hampshire. TasteofNewHampshire.com. Tanya, you got to promise us next week you'll check in and let us know how it's going and, give us an update.
Would love to.
Okay, Chris, you've done your job. Great. We'll talk to you later.
You don't need me anymore.
Hey, man, we got her. We don't need you.
I know how it works. Thank you, guys.
Chris,
appreciate it.
Chris Eamon, Tanya Frost, the Boys and Girls Club of Central New Hampshire. It's going to be a success, and Chris, you got a great board. Great to talk to you again, my friend. And Tanya, we will catch up with you next week, and we'll talk more about this.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
All right.
You're so very welcome.
Thank you. 826, Dr. Robert Allen Fahey in the green room, feasting on shrimp and moxie.
And
right
if
now.
You what? Want a free psychic reading,
me?
This could be your week.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm not pointing at you.
I don't want him
I'm pointing
to tell
past
people
you.
About my past.
Or your future.
I'm trying to live it down, man. But, okay, if you have no fear or no shame, 1-866-823, and it's not that kind of reading, you know that, 1-866-823-1077. Get on the phone right now. We're going to get Dr. Fahey in here quickly.